You know what? It's kind of a bit weird to start up so jazzed up when we're talking about crime, but that's because crime gets the heart flowing, you know? Or sometimes not.
Also, yeah. You know, I'd forgotten what a spunk Tasma Walton was.
Oh, yeah.
Back
Tasma.
In the 90s.
Is that Rove's wife?
No.
Oh. No?
I don't know.
No, I think he's with Tasma.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll Google that afterwards. Anyway, Loggies Crime Club, if it's the first week that you're joining us, well, it's kind of the first week that we're officially doing it. So Basically, I love crime, and I get it from my mum. She's a crime fanatic,
okay.
Right? So crime books, crime podcasts, so crime docos.
Learning about it, not actually committing it. Yeah?
No, not committing it.
Okay, just checking.
My record is clear, as far as I'm aware. But, yeah, so last week I was given the challenge to actually bring back the Crime Club.
Yeah.
And the podcast that I put in the Crime Club for this week was called The Lighthouse. Mm. And basically it was in Byron Bay where this teenager called Theo Hayes, he went missing. They don't know what happened to him. He was a backpacker and it happened in May 2019. So it wasn't that long ago. Mm. It was in the headlines. And the podcast is a 6-part podcast and it's pretty in-depth as well.
It's like we are living a nightmare in paradise.
The police search now focused on the Byron Bay Lighthouse area.
There is no way anyone would walk into that bushland on their own.
Yeah, so it's pretty involved and I won't go into too much detail because it's nice to go into a podcast and kind of each week you get a little bit like, oh, you kind of left hanging sort of, or each episode.
Oh, I hate that. No, I want closure straight away.
Really?
An instant, yep, spoil me. Spoiler it. Spoil it for me and then I'll watch it. If I like the ending, then that'll help me decide whether I'm going to go through, watch or listen to it.
Okay, right. Well, we've got Lauren from Geelong on the phone. Lauren, thanks for joining Loggies Crime Club.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. So you listened to the podcast, The Lighthouse, this week. What did you think of it?
I did. What a tip. I did. It was pretty harrowing through the episodes, but it sort of did lead you on a bit of a journey.
Mm.
I really liked it. It was tragic, but at the same time, there was a real community feel
when
you listened to it. So, like the Byron Bay locals helping out, obviously, Theo's family and things in the process of sort of going on that hunt. But, yeah, it was a good, very good recommendation. Right. I reckon I'd give it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
4 out of 5.
That's good. That's a high score. I mean, that translates to 8 out of 10, depending on however you want to. Lauren, just quickly, I mean, we've seen, particularly in the last couple of years, a few of these true crime podcasts actually bust real cases wide open.
Mm.
Is there any chance that it will actually lead to finding out what's happened to this kid? Yeah.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but you talk about having the closure.
Mm.
Didn't get the closure at the end,
Okay. But
it's certainly still worth listening to, I think.
Right.
And just so much so that in the news, I think it was last week, so a part of the podcast is that a piece of his clothing goes missing, right?
Mm.
And they find that. They're actually doing DNA tests on that missing clothing piece as of last week.
Oh.
They're doing some more tests on it. So obviously this keeps it in the news. And what the best thing about podcasts is that when new information comes to hand, a new episode will likely come out as well.
Okay.
So 4 out of 5, Loz. Love that.
4 out of 5. Yeah.
4 out of 5, 8 out of 10, and a 0 on the closure. So far.
Yeah, but look, we need to get another Loggies Crime Club recommendation for next week. Do you have one, Lauren, for us?
I do, and this one, I'd almost go as close to put this as a 5 for me.
Ooh.
This one's, this is a big one. So this is called To Live and Die in LA, not Australian, but it's produced over in the US. But
yeah.
If you want closure, this one brings you some.
Oh, okay. To Live and Die in LA. We'll pop it on Loggies Crime Club list.
Fantastic. Thanks for that, Lauren. That has been Loggies Crime Club for this week.
Are we liking this segment?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm probably, I'm probably not going to listen to any of the podcasts.
But why?
I don't
mix
have
it
time
up from
for that.
The Wiggles.
No, I don't. It's between Wiggles and NBA podcasts.
Come on, mate. Come into my world.
I could do a segment on NBA podcasts and bore the crap out of everybody.
As it depends. If it's a, yeah, we'll see.
John Wood, less of a spunk.
Oh, you're not into the wood? Wood doesn't give it to you?
No.